long 3 pages for everybody. But Charles Griffiths, as you see, had a lot of different interests, and as he developed as a composer, his interests varied and went to different areas. He always looked elsewhere than maybe his immediate surroundings. You'll hear in the three-tone pictures it's mentioned in your poem, the influence of the French, and as we call now impressionistic composers, Debussy and Ravel. As he developed, he started to look towards kind of the music of Asia, other cultures, and he is actually one of the first composers to start to seriously consider Native American music as serious material to influence his own music. So you'll hear these later influences in the sonata, which though it's written as one movement, I think you'll hear 3 distinct movements. I checked with Robert about who wrote some of these notes, so I will actually disagree with something written in your program. He wasn't the happiest camper teaching at the boys' school that he worked at. It was a trifle monotonous, and as you'll hear, he's a very creative composer, and sort of teaching kind of disinterested varsity football players how to play piano really, at the time, didn't fit his fancy. And even though he may have received more play or more recognition during his career, his music has actually kind of subsided into a state of relative obscurity these days. People know more for his songs these days, though he has a vast amount of great instrumental and symphonic music. So enjoy these really different and, I think, really wonderful pieces by Charles Griffiths, who had a very short life, lived to 36.